Got it.
Good morning. This is Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. City Council work session. Present today is Deputy City Manager John Zobler, Councilman Jay Musley, Councilman John McLeod, Councilman Daniel Owen, Councilwoman Mary Sue Rich, and myself, Susie Heimbachel, Councilwoman. We are going to discuss the Enterprise Funds budget this morning. Are there any public comments before we get started? All right, I will turn it over to Deputy City Manager Mr. Zobler.
Thank you, Madam President. As you mentioned, this is our fourth budget workshop in our series this year. And today's workshop is centered on our review of the seven enterprise funds. And Cindy Kelly and John Leggy are here to present the information. And I'll turn it over to them.
Thank you, Cindy Kelly, Deputy Director, Office of Budget and Finance. Just as a review again for the workshop schedule, as Mr. Zobler indicated, this is our fourth workshop. We are going to center on the enterprise funds today. We have another workshop on August 14th, which is the preliminary budget presentation, and that will be the presentation of the entire budget, fully balanced, all funds. Our first public hearing will be on September 4th. That will be the tentative adoption, and our second and final hearing will be on September 18th. That will be the final adoption of the budget and the millage. The 14th workshop is a regular 11:30 workshop, and then the 4th and the 18th of September will both be at 5:05 p.m. Our enterprise funds are basically our business funds. That's how they're treated. They account for the operations that are financed through the different enterprises. They generate their own revenue sources, and they cover their own expenses, typically through user charges. The enterprises that the city maintains are water and sewer, airport, golf, sanitation, electric, telecommunications, and stormwater. At the present time, all of the enterprises are balanced without the use of their fund balance, with the exception of the golf fund. City Council just adopted a management contract, so we will be evaluating what that transfer will look like before the next workshop. It's presently balanced, but we do know that there's some changes that we'll need to make based on the new contract. The only fee change that we have for any of the enterprises is in telecommunications, and they are instituting a new equipment return fee of $150. Other than that, all the enterprise fees remain the same, and there are no major changes in any of the enterprise funds. The first one that we're going to look at is the stormwater utility. This was created in 1988 to ensure that we dispose properly of our water runoff. Stormwater has gotten a lot of front and center lately with all of the storms and flooding issues that we've had. We're going to look at their budget. The stormwater's overall budget is 6.0. I can't see that screen from here. Stormwater is balanced without the use of fund balance. Their revenues meet their expenses. The use of fund balance that you see in stormwater is related to capital projects. That is unique in the enterprises and that for stormwater, in that they do not have bond funds or any outside funding sources. So the fees that they charge need to cover their operating expenses as well as their capital expenses. They will end up with an excess. They are going to contribute an estimated 1.2 to fund balance at the end of fiscal 13. And we do have Sean Lanier from Stormwater if you have specific questions related to the Stormwater Fund.
Are there any questions related to Stormwater?
Okay. Our next fund is the airport. Yes.
Mr. Owen.
Obviously, we've calculated the offset for the public education system and their lack of support for that.
Yeah. Yes, we did calculate the revenue reduction related to that, as well as the legal expenses related to taking out that process to its fruition.
Do we have a number on what that is to date?
I can get it for you. I don't presently have it with me, but we can.
I know the fees are like $9,000 a month, but then you throw in the legal fees, so.
Why would we want to adjust our budget, though, if we think we're in the right and deserve to collect them?
The reason we would adjust our budget is because the budget is based on cash, and if thinking we're right does not necessarily get cash in the bank.
But there should be a resolution during the next fiscal year.
Correct. And if it materializes and they start to pay, then we will adjust the budget accordingly. But at this time, we don't anticipate to receive that money, so we would not want to spend money that we don't actually anticipate receiving until some future time. And we don't know if they will, you know, ask them to pay back charges or what the case will be, so.
Is there a different thought on that? I mean, I just, it's.
No, I think
it's cash on hand. It's like, it's great to think that you got $100 in your wallet, but if you don't have it, you don't have it.
Right.
And they're not paying $9,000 a month, and all of a sudden that's, you know,
with the factor
$60,000 a year. I mean, it quietly kind of builds as to thinking whether you've got it or you don't have it. And until we get a judge that sees things differently, or hopefully sees things differently.
My question, probably this is from Councilman Owen, he probably knows. And the public education system did pay this particular fee from 1988 on till?
They've been paying it right up until?
Till the point of the.
Till what was it?
November 2000.
November, October last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the.
Yeah, I knew
the fire fee, as you know, they didn't do that.
I just wanted to hear it again.
The stormwater, we don't know what else is on the horizon for them to quit paying, so that's just like we got to be prepared. So
we can keep council updated as to the total outstanding revenues that are owed to the city, as well as the legal expenses that are accumulating.
Thank you.
Okay, the next fund we're going to look at is the airport. The airport, we are looking to expand and build out the airport in order to, you know, generate additional revenue and build out the business park there. Looking at the airport's budget, they are balanced as well, revenues to expenditures. We anticipate the airport being able to contribute a little bit to fund balance at the end of fiscal 13, about $100,000. We don't anticipate any major changes out at the airport either, other than getting that business park to build out, so that we can see the increased revenues there. Any questions related to the airport fund?
Mr. Owen.
John, I saw an email you had sent about a week ago with Landmark. Can you get just a quick update?
Yes, yesterday we received several copies of their business plan that they would like to submit. We were in discussions today with the Financial Review Committee as to what they would like to see as evidence of their ability to do that. That's one of the airport's minimum requirements, is that they demonstrate financial capability to do this. So we've just received their business plan. We anticipate having a meeting with the manager next week to review the plan, and then we'll be advancing it then to the Airport Advisory Board, and then bringing it forward to City Council for their consideration.
Is everything good at the Airport Advisory Board? I mean, are they're in tune? They're watching. I mean,
they're aware of it.
Okay.
They're aware of what's going on and loosely what the proposal is. We haven't given them a hard copy of the report yet.
Is this in any response to the little come to Jesus we had a few months back?
Well, Landmark was willing to extend a purchase option for their remaining contract, which goes to 2018. I think they have a 45-day window for that option. So it's moving on a fairly fast track. That's what they would like it to move. But again, we're just starting to look at the package now.
And I know it's only been a week, but we brought up American Fresh Farms and obviously the business park and everything else. Has there been any movement on American Fresh Farms in a week to understand the urgency?
Well, I forwarded to you a memorandum from Assistant City Attorney Jimmy Gooding, which clearly outlined the steps, all of the outstanding contingencies and the responsibilities. And the Jimmy did a great job outlining the timelines for getting those requirements in. There has not been any substantial movement since then.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay.
Okay, and additionally, just as a reminder to council, the airports, from a capital perspective, we don't have anything budgeted at the present time because their capital projects are all grant related. And eventually the idea would be for the airport to earn enough dollars to be able to garner their own match for their capital projects, and that's, you know, what we're working towards. The next one we're looking at is the golf fund. City Council just adopted a management contract, so we are working to get those numbers together to revise the budget. At the present time, the golf fund does not have a available cash balance. They run in the red. The general fund supplements the golf fund. In the current fiscal year, we budgeted a $240,000 transfer to the golf fund. We anticipate that loss being closer to $300,000. But with the institution of the management change, we're going to have to review that and see, you know, where we end up. And we will adjust the golf budget accordingly. We will obviously no longer have the salary expense in the golf fund, which saves a lot of money for the golf fund. We will have some operating expenses that golf will still be responsible for, as well as debt service.
When will we see the revised golf budget?
When we bring back the on the 14th, we hope to have better numbers at that time.
Okay. Any questions about the golf fund?
Our next fund is sanitation. As council is aware, we've recently moved to one-day-a-week pickup and curbside recycling. Those are the only changes that have been made in sanitation during the past fiscal year. Looking at the sanitation budget, they are balanced revenues to expenditures as well. Sanitation maintains an adequate fund balance to take care of their operating needs as well as their capital expenditures. They have expensive capital. Their vehicles and such are expensive when they need replaced. And we don't have anything outstanding in the sanitation fund.
Any questions in the sanitation budget?
Down here where it says under total operating expenditures, and it says transfer to other funds. What funds are those? What are they transferring to?
They would transfer out to cover any vehicle replacements, as well as cover their allocations. They have a transfer to the general fund for general fund support and administrative support.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I have one. Do we expect sanitation's, how much do we expect sanitation's budget to decrease because of the recycling?
We are not anticipating a decrease in sanitation's budget due to recycling. There were savings that there were netted from reduction of the crews and not needing some of the trucks and our vehicle, our fuel
right.
costs being down, so we don't anticipate a loss for sanitation.
There was a reduction in personnel and equipment, though, associated with that.
Right, right.
Any other questions? Thank you.
The next fund is our water and sewer fund. Water and sewer are two separate services that we maintain within the same fund. We separate them out by cost centers. Looking at water and sewer's budget, they are balanced revenues to expenditures. Water and sewer does have a healthy reserve. Like the other enterprises, water and sewer does pay for their capital from their rates. So their rate structure is such that it would pay for their operating, their debt service, and their capital needs. And the fund balance that you see on the bottom there, the reserves, the 28.6, is relative to their five-year capital replacement plan. So they do have a plan over the next several years as to how those monies will be spent on capital upgrades at the water and sewer plants. And Jeff Holcomb is here if you have specific questions.
I have a question for you. Have you been, what's any updates with?
I don't have any updates at this time.
Simple enough.
I'm going to, it's on my radar. I'm going to get to them. I mean, it's scrolling to the top. Let's put it that way.
Well, as you can,
things that need to be addressed.
As you can see, it's one of our healthier
yes.
enterprise fund, which the expansion of customer base is, I think, very key to.
I absolutely agree.
Just keep growing. Keep growing.
Are there any other questions? Thank you.
Okay, our next fund is the electric fund. The electric fund has two departments, electric and customer service. The customer service department does provide the billing for all municipal services. So it does do the billing for water, sewer, sanitation, stormwater, telecommunications, all of the different services. So they do an allocation back to the other funds to charge us for the service they provide for the different billings that they do. The electric budget is balanced revenues to expenditures. If council will recall, we've recently done some rate changes for electric in an effort to raise operating cash. We've had a very mild season so far this year, so we're looking for that cash to start to build. So at the present time, you do not see a cash balance forward estimated coming from 12 into 13. The hot months are coming, so we will be reviewing that as the year closes out, and we will amend the budget at the start of the year for any excess cash that we receive in electric. They do anticipate contributing to reserves at the end of fiscal 13.
Any questions for electric? Thank you.
Our next fund is the telecommunications fund. As council recall, they do provide all of our services for the city, our internal communication services. They do have some external customers as well. Looking at the telecommunications fund, they are also balanced revenues to expenditures. As I indicated earlier, they just have one new fee that will be implemented in fiscal year 13, which is an equipment return charge. Outside of that, all their fees remain the same. And like the other enterprises, the telecommunications fund has to fund their operating and their capital out of their rate structure. So the reserves that you see for telecommunications is related to having adequate dollars to fund their capital replacements and expansion of the system as necessary.
Any questions on the telecommunications fund? Mr. Murphy.
Do they provide internet service to this? To the telecommunications department?
They do have internet service, yes.
Do we have plans to expand that for Wi-Fi coverage over the city? Or?
I would let Alan Phelps speak to expansion of the Wi-Fi.
I'm just kind of curious as to what capital needs are anticipated.
I'll let Alan speak to that.
Good morning, I'm Alan Phelps, telecommunications. We do provide internet service, and what we are providing is bandwidth to businesses in the community. And as far as expanding that, we are expanding that to business customers at this time. We've had some workshops about trying to do it for residential, and maybe in the future we might go that route again, but that's in the future.
What are your typical infrastructure requirements going forward?
We have to normally construct from a substation, one of the electric substations in the city, and get a pair of fibers to the location in order to provide service at this time. There are other ways of doing that. It's a much larger infrastructure that we don't have in place right now, but right now that's how that's done.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that covers all of the enterprise funds. I wanted to give council some updates on some of the questions raised in the previous workshop. If council will recall, the health insurance was showing doubled in the council's budget, and that has been corrected. We also had some questions related to discretionary spending for council's budget. And I did send council a printout related to what has been expended in the current year versus what is budgeted for fiscal 13. So if council recall,
send those email?
Yes.
Okay.
In the current year, council had $23,000 budgeted in their discretionary budget. And 13, that has been taken down to 6,000 or 6,300. So we would not have the ability to fund all of the requests that have been funded in the current year. So we were just looking for direction to council, whether you wanted us to reinstate what was previously budgeted, or did you want us to do something different? And we have talked about an application process, and we are looking towards setting up an application. However, even with an application process, we would need to know what the funding cap is going to be for the year, so that as we received applications, we would let them know, you know, kind of first come, first serve.
What are council's directions? Any questions, comments?
Do you have a copy of the council budget? Do you have that just around?
I did not bring it with me. Okay. But the number that we're talking about is $23,000 is what you have in the current year, and we reduced that to $6,300 in fiscal 13. And year to date, council has expended $21,000 of that $23,000.
How much is in there now?
In the current year, $23,000 is what you budgeted in the current year.
We budgeted $6,500 or
$6,300 for next year.
I mean,
go ahead.
Is it possible to get a list of who we've contributed to? And
yes, I can resend it to you. I emailed that to you last week, and I can resend
also,
it.
Also, but if you could put on there, if it's been a multi-year contribution, it'd kind of be
yes. All of the entities that are receiving money from council have been receiving them for a number of years. It's just an automatic check to them every year.
If we adopt this budget, I think it would be the right thing to do to mail them and say, you know, we've dropped at a drastically reduced budget.
And I mean, there's a possibility that we partially fund some of that. I mean, you know, they're requesting a certain amount. We'll, you know, we're, you know, there's just,
well, this would be about 25 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
That does that have anything to do with our training?
No, ma'am.
And the Racial Harmony Task Force, is that considered discretionary spending, or where does that come from?
That doesn't come from there.
It does not?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
This is the, I think it's Veterans Helping Veterans. There's just different organizations that request dollars annually. And it's usually via a letter. They just send a letter to council saying, you know, I need $10,000, and we just send them a check from council's budget.
Yeah, can you resend us that information and let us have some, just so that we can maybe look at it,
sure,
at some details of it? I'm looking for your email.
I got it right here.
I'm looking for it too.
Because I don't recall getting it, which is
it's on the 12th.
On the 12th.
Okay. And we have received one request so far for fiscal 13 for $10,000.
From?
It's the Veterans Organization, Marion County Veterans Helping Veterans, I believe.
So we wouldn't be able on that if we don't adopt it.
Wow. Okay.
Sure, I mean, we're consistent with.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure we're consistent, and we're asking every department at every level to, you know, there's 3% cuts and 10% cuts and cutting back and all this, and
yes.
No way in heck we need to, we need to absolutely fall in line with that, if not more.
I completely agree.
I agree too. That's just a 75% cut, and just want to, we're going to have to be disciplined if we do it.
Oh yeah, this is the easy meeting.
When they're up here asking for the money.
When the envelopes go out this year with a, you know, hope you have a good year instead of a check, mm-hmm. they'll be right back here, and then that's when we start looking, and just because, you know, it is what it is.
Cindy, how much did you...
Go ahead.
How much did you say has been in there in the past?
23,000. 23,000.
Okay.
And we can set that amount at whatever council chooses for it to be.
What is
so if
like
council's option is to, you know, keep the funding intact and let the agencies know that, you know, in the next year it's going to be cut, we can do it however council's wishes.
I don't want to get too micro here, but I'm looking at this budget. Stuff like repair and maintenance. I mean, I know we're old and crickety up here, but we've got to, like this line item, it's 1-12-11-511, or it's 46010, repair and maintenance for city council. $1,000. What?
Is that putting grease on my knees?
That's anything related to fixing council chambers.
I'm sorry, it's what?
Yeah, I mean, if we need to fix anything in council chambers, that's where it comes from.
Chambers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And utility service.
As well, yes. It's utilities are billed by square footage, so we have a certain amount that's billed for chambers.
Turn the AC off.
Get some fans.
The meetings will probably be shorter.
They would be.
This council's budget
course,
is not,
Rich
is not
can't
large.
Get out of it, then it really gets steamy in here. We need an extra fan.
Yeah, realistically, council has a relatively small budget. The only discretionary items in your budget would be your travel expenses and the discretionary fund that you use to fund outside agencies.
Another one, books, publications, subscriptions. We have 11,000. I know that we get a ton of stuff, but
are we paying for that?
Yeah. I mean,
so some of that is related to organizations that council or the city as a whole is a member of. So that's where some of your dues and subscriptions are paid, also for membership dues, not just like to a magazine. The chamber,
so that,
for
like
the city.
The Chamber of Commerce.
Right, ICCMA, some different organizations like that.
So if the council, like for example, if we have a membership, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, go ahead. I just wondered, you know, like, because I know, and again, I get down into the nitty gritty of this, but just making sure that we're just not. You know, some of these magazines and publications that we do
right.
get, if we are paying for them and we're getting 6 or 7 or 8 copies for council,
right.
can we get, you know, can you get one copy and put it in the city manager's office and whoever wants to, you know,
look at it,
you come by and you flip through it and stuff. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not much, but it's just, you know, we've asked every other, again, department to go through layer by layer. I'm just trying to look here and see.
My question is, like, for example, the Chamber, if we're paying a membership to the Chamber of Commerce, then the other departments do not pay memberships
that's
as well.
Correct.
They're getting one membership, and
that's
the
correct.
City, and it's coming out of our budget.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, membership is by entity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. McLeod.
And our total travel budget is that $25,000?
Yeah, council spends a majority of their travel budget. You guys typically go to the same conferences each year, and we have those costs and what the hotels are, so it's pretty, we don't really have a lot of extra in your travel budget.
Right.
Okay.
I got $9,000 as a proposed for next year, traveling per diem.
I mean, if council would like, we can reinstate the $23,000, and then council can, we can, instead of just what we would do now is typically when the letter comes in saying, send me a check, we can bring the letter forward and let council decide to what level you want to fund that.
I think we ought to
keep it down.
Keep it down, whether it's at $6,300 or somewhere.
Another.
If you budget it, you're going to, how you don't spend it.
Right.
I mean, what if we said we wanted to do a 25% reduction? Just take the 23 and take minus 25% off of it and say that's our budget and we want to see all requests before checks get sent out.
Yeah.
I like the 75. You want to do 50?
I'm fine with
whatever. 25.
going once.
Just do away with it.
Well,
there we go.
I mean, there's a possibility, too.
Someplace in between, I think, would be.
You like 50, so you're going with 50.
Well, whether you start at 75 and then go to 50, but eventually you just don't want to cut someone off completely that's been really counting on this funding.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's...
Well, the flip side of that, John, I hate to say it, but some of those organizations get a little lazy. It's just an expectation. It's just we know it's coming, and so the pursuing of other options, private, bake sales, pancake sales, and it's just easier to come up here and, you know,
and I can't pass out
a Tootsie Roll and say thanks and walk out of here with some money.
I can't disagree with you. I wonder if 75% maybe is a little bit harsh to begin with.
I think we should do like the rest of the departments did, either 3 or 10.
3 or 10?
And don't do anything drastic if we got to keep the fund. That's what everybody else have to do.
We draw straws.
Well, I know what you're saying, and I understand that, and I appreciate it. But, you know, the problem is that I see, you know, we don't have control over the drastic drop in our revenues. And so, you know, we don't have control of that decrease that's been happening year after year. And it's an effect of that. And, you know, we've got to
live within your means.
Live within our means. And, you know, when you start cutting budgets, the first thing you cut, or the way we do it at my house, are the extras. You know, you get rid of the trips to Starbucks before you quit paying your mortgage. You know, and so, you know, I look at these contributions as an extra that, you know, we can help out people when we can, but when we're, you know, kind of scratching for every dollar, you know, this is, for me, an extra that we have to cut back on. So, what is council's, what are your wishes? Should we, I've heard 25, 50, 75, and 3 to 10.
I think we should do like each other department did, and either cut it 3% or 10%.
So are you suggesting that we cut our total council budget 3 to 10%?
No, just discretionary.
Well, I'll suggest, okay, go ahead.
You want us to cut our other budget, whatever?
No, but what I'm saying is when the departments did it, there may be some items that they cut out completely to get to a 3 to 10% overall deduction of their complete budget. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, if we're going to cut 3 to 10%, that would be our total budget. So are we cutting this completely out and keeping the travel? Or are we cutting 10% out of travel? And we're going to cut 10% out of everything to get our 10%? How are we going to get our overall 3 to 10% cut?
I was thinking the discretionary spending.
So we'll cut the discretionary spending to the point that it's a 10% reduction of our total budget? You see what I'm saying?
Well, we could.
Okay. Do y'all want to do that?
Because if somebody wants to go somewhere, they're going to spend a minute for it.
What percentage cut would that be for our overall budget?
$12,000.
I can't do that, but.
I wasn't asking you, I was asking them, I was looking at you.
I don't know, because when I add things up, it's $1,000, and it ends up being $500. Don't ask me to do that.
But you are right about something. We can't ask everyone else to cut their budget.
Right, and
if we don't cut our overall budget.
Right, if we want, how are we going to cut our overall budget? Are we going to take a little bit from each piece, or are we going to eliminate one big thing and keep the rest of it? You know, those were choices that each one of the departments have gone through. Mr. Musto?
I'm just looking at the budget again. I mean, last year, our amended budget for council total was $195,000. This year, our proposed budget is $186,000 with the $6,300 in there. So that's a decrease of about 5%.
Okay.
So maybe that's where we need to be then.
Yep.
So the 6,300 stands.
If we're asking everybody else to cut.
Any movement back up, and then we haven't done any cutting.
That's the way I look at it.
Okay. So we're going to stand with 6,300?
My vote would be yes.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
We will notify the agencies that have been funded in the current year. We will send them a letter so that they're aware.
Okay. And then how will we, what will we do going forward to determine how that 6,300 is?
We'll bring those requests forward, and council can decide what proration they want to use to fund those agencies.
Okay.
The staff is developing a justification form, as you requested, for that purpose.
Okay, great. Thank you. Is there, we're on our way.
Our other item was funding for the clerk's budget. That was requested. That has been restored. That's been taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
One other item I wanted to point out to council. In the last workshop, we talked about the funding for TPO was showing an increase to fund increased service area. The county has temporarily pulled their portion of that increase from fiscal 13's budget. They're going to review it to determine whether or not they want to fund the increase. So at this time, it is showing in our budget, and I will continue to work with Greg Slay to see where the county lands on funding their portion.
So just explain that to me again. TPO budget has increased?
Yes. In the we talked about the gas tax fund at the last workshop, and that's where we fund our portion of TPO. It's the grant matches. Mm-hmm. We're a 60-40 split with the county. And presently, we budget $300,000. That went up to $490,000 to allow for increased service out to, like, the marketplace area. And the county would have their 40%, and they have pulled that temporarily from their budget for review. So they will make a final determination August 28th as to whether or not they want to fund the increased service area. So I will keep council updated. So what we're going to do at the present time is just keep the increase in the budget. Should the county elect not to fund it, we will remove the funding and put it in the fund balance for the gas tax fund.
Okay.
And I don't have anything additional for council, other than we want to remind you guys to bring your thumb drives back for us. Thank you. That's where our savings came in, using the thumb drive.
I'm not even going to get into that. The offending person. I did have a telecommunications question regarding, we had talked about at one of the previous meetings of doing something to better outsource that to businesses coming into town. Is there any updates on that?
I'll let Alan speak to that.
Alan or Larry?
I'm just trying to recall the conversations we had.
The conversation we had last time, Alan Phelps, telecommunications, sorry. Last conversation we had was we're moving into another way of doing business. We're going into two subdivisions right now, and we're going to market the subdivision ahead of time, try to get some pre-sales on it, do a market analysis, do a financial analysis, make sure it makes sense to do that, because we want to start getting the fiber out into the community. And that's where we are with that right now. So we're doing some brochures and you know, having some people go and knocking on doors.
And I apologize, refresh my memory. Were we going to try to concentrate more on a business aspect of this?
Yes. Yeah, we're actually doing the marketing just for commercial customers, just for businesses. Right now, the two subdivisions that we're looking at are both professional offices, okay. Medical, that kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
So that's what we're going for right now.
And how are we marketing that? Are we doing it ourselves?
Or we're doing it ourselves, and it's very concentrated, so that we don't get a lot of other, you know, places asking for us. We just don't have the manpower to go into other places right now. So we're actually going out and visiting those particular locations, and even trying to get testimonials to put into the brochures, which we have some of those also. So,
you know, just from looking over the data and with my limited knowledge, it's a very, very good system.
Yes, it is. Very, very, very progressive.
Very progressive,
high-tech, state of Florida.
Yeah. And, but the more we can get that system out there in front of people, the more they realize it's there. Most people don't even know it's there.
That's true.
It was, just to be honest, I was a month on council before I knew it existed underneath my feet. the more we get that out there to the businesses coming into town, the better off we're going to be.
And, of course, we're using it for marketing, you know, new customers coming into town.
Right.
It's one of the – it's just as important as having electric or any of the other services at this point. So it is one of the things we use as a tool to attract people to come here.
All right, I appreciate that. I just wanted an update.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Are there any other questions or comments? Are there any public comments on anything we've discussed? Okay, we are adjourned.
Wow.
Well, this was so nice.
Sure, you'll sit and talk for about another hour.
That's a lot easier when
sure
all the phone bells and there's a reserve.
Yeah.
The mayor. 11 men in the bank, it's easy.